This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So scrolling through actually does destroy the neuron channels in our brains. Did you know that? Lessens our skills, lessen our ability to be critical thinkers, lessen our ability to learn and create. And those people who are doing it and sucking us in, they're not on social media, man. They're just doing it for us to be zombies on it. So brothers and sisters, let me explain something. How do you get out of it? Now, if I go and tell you, stop social media, you're going to say, look at this guy, he lives on another planet. I'm not going to tell you to stop social media. In fact, I use social media. Not before, but now, only because our sheikhs, and I remember Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi, he said, he was one of the earliest who thought outside the box, and he said, you should be competing and making traffic on social media with good da'wah, with teaching people the right thing. Don't leave it to them. So that's why I went on. But even with that, here's one thing you can do. First of all, start taking breaks. Very easy. Start taking breaks. At first, it'll be hard. Some people who are social media influencers, they say, we take 30 days break twice a year, 30 days. And what happens to them is they say, hold on a minute, all these followers, all these people who want me to make new content, they're waiting. I can't stay 1 month off. And then, you know, your brain tells you, but if I don't go back on, I'm going to lose my followers, I'm going to lose my... No, 30 days later, comes back, does new content, same thing. Nothing's happened to them, inshallah. But what happens to you is that you get refreshed. It's amazing how much you've restricted your ideas, your innovation, your creativity by constantly going on social media and scrolling. Content creator or the one who is taking. Give your brain a break. Number two, you should not be on your social media maximum more than 2 hours a day. And I'm not talking about 2 hours straight. And that's for beneficial things. And a little bit of entertainment, nothing wrong with that. Halal entertainment as much as you can. Be very careful with it though. The problem now is people get stuck with certain addictions, sexual addictions. Man, they are the worst. And those types of addictions, they transform from an image to videos, clips, to then creativity. You get bored of the same thing over and over again. And then you want something more dramatic, more outrageous, more out of this world. There are tremendous researches done on this. And then you go after that to things that are sick. I don't want to say what they are. We're in the masjid. But I can tell you that families were destroyed apart because these people started to watch these sick things. People who are supposed to be mahrams. Their brain goes everywhere. They become sick. Then after that, you want the real thing. And that's when people start going to those places. They want the real thing. Ah, hold on. They said to me, I can go on Snapchat. There's that guy on there. There's that girl on there. We'll just talk. Especially those introverts, because they can't go face-to-face, they go online. I'm not saying even go to face-to-face, but they go online. Talk, keep going. Why not? Images are okay for me, so long as it's real. Images, clips, nudity, young, teenagers, old. People start going further and further and further and further. In my days, back in the 80s, when I was in year 7, year 8, year 9, if there was a Muslim girl in our school, hijab or no hijab, she's Muslim. No one dared to touch her or flirt with her. You'll find 10 Muslim guys jumping this person. Nobody would touch him. And they were the most valuable. Now, Allah al-Musta'an, what has happened to us? And there's abuse online, sexual abuse. Send me a picture. Let's go more. They share it with their friends, especially boys. I read once this statement. I forgot where, but it has some truth to it. They said, let's get things straight. Men like to look at, women like to be looked at. Men like to look at, women like to be looked at. And then from here you can understand how abuse can happen. And then threats, and then defamations, then exposing, then. And this is how the shaitan comes to him. Where did it come from? Social media. All on social media. Now, I don't want to talk too much about it. We've got kids here, we're in the masjid, but I think you all understand what I mean. Why? When social media has so much good in it. Each individual has to monitor themselves. And the best thing is, you can't just change your apps. It doesn't work. You can't just disable your apps. It's coming from this. So you've got to keep this far away from you and use it only when you need it. If you relapse and get back to it, then repent to Allah and start putting it away from you. Go to bed and put it outside, ya akhi. Put it in the kitchen. But I need my alarm. Find another way. Find another way. Ask your parents, how did we do it? We suffered. We didn't have these alarms with us. You'll find a way. Keep your door open in the bedroom if you're a teenager. Let your parents come past. It'll help you, inshallah. Especially at night. I used to see students come to school in the morning, their eyes bloodshot red. I was studying. What were you studying? Biology, sir. Yeah. Anatomy. Yeah, what kind? My dear brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the burdens off our ummah, off our youngsters. Wallahi, this generation, this youth, they are so innovative and creative. I haven't seen so many young people in the masjid like we see in the last 10 to 20 years. I've never seen this many young people representing goodness, deen, and teaching others and being innovative online and in social media. They are becoming leaders, alhamdulillah. And they can do tremendous things that our parents and my generation could not do. But they pave the way for you. And I have great hope in our young people. But your mental health, your heart, your spiritual health, your iman, your identity has to be intact if you're going to get somewhere. And wallahi, my heart goes out to you. It's not easy. The challenges are huge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy on you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and yours. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Look after the orphans. Brothers and sisters, whatever you can send to them, send through any trusted, honest charity organization. Alhamdulillah, I've been going around with MATW, Muslims around the world, and other organizations, alhamdulillah, are doing great jobs. But these are one of them, for example, and be going around. They've got 12,000 orphans, for example, that they are looking after, alhamdulillah, and creating more awareness and help. And these young people, inshallah, will be the future, inshallah ta'ala. And so will you. Brothers and sisters, do things. Continue to do what pleases Allah and that which develops you. Don't just sit on this scrolling away and letting your brain cells die. I hope, inshallah ta'ala, that this lecture tonight at least played a role in 1 or 2% of that first step towards that long journey. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you, protect you, raise you, forgive you, and all of us. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'.